All right. Let's move on to 9-11, please.
Authorize the renaming of North Winning Way within the city of Portland to North Ramsey Way.
Commissioner Novick.
Colleagues, citizens, last April, Portland and the nation and everybody in the world who cares about basketball mourned the passing of Dr. Jack Ramsey, former coach of the Portland Trail Blazers, and in particular, the World Championship 1976-77 Portland Trail Blazers. I was delighted when the Trail Blazers came up with a way to honor Dr. Jack Ramsey's memory. They suggested that we rename a street after Jack Ramsey. In particular, the street currently known as Winning Way that runs adjacent to the Veterans Memorial Coliseum, the site of that 1977 championship, and the Moda Center, the current home to the Blazers. Now, we have a very deliberate process for street renaming in this city, and Kurt Krueger and I are going to walk you through that process. But I have to say, we did cheat a little bit last May. Now, it was perfectly legal, but we authorized the installation of temporary sign caps on the Winning Way street signs with the plaid Dr. Jack 77 patch. But now we come to the formal renaming process, which, as I said, is a deliberate, very properly so, process. It involves a significant amount of public outreach, and we began the public outreach process earlier this year with outreach to the Northeast Coalition of Neighborhoods, the Lloyd TMA, the Office of outreach through the Office of Neighborhood Involvement, the Swan Island Business Association, the Portland Freight Committee, the Columbia Corridor Association, and veterans groups associated with the Veterans Memorial Coliseum. We also, as required by city code, convened a committee of community members to review the historical significance of the street and the appropriateness of the proposed name. And I offer my profuse thanks to the members of the historians panel: Ann Schatz, sports announcer for the Pac-12 Network; Wayne Thompson, author of Blazer Mania, This Is Our Story; and Ed Washington, former Metro Councilor and Community Liaison for Diversity Advocacy at Portland State University, who is representing the committee today. We're going to hear from Ed, from Howard Shapiro of the Planning and Sustainability Commission, and also from Krista Torres, Senior Director of Social Responsibility for the Portland Trail Blazers. So I will now turn this over to our guest panel, starting with Kurt, who will take us in more detail through the intricacies of the street renaming process.
Good morning, Mayor, members of City Council. Kurt Krueger with the City of Portland Bureau of Transportation. It's my pleasure to be here today. This is my second renaming effort, and I'm pleased to be here for this one. This one has been far less controversial than the last one and running very smoothly. A couple of you have been through this with us before, so you know this process, but I want to remind the public and those on council what the street naming process is. As Commissioner Novick alluded to, the city code, Title 17.93, is very specific on different steps to rename a street, and we do so not lightly. When Jack Ramsey passed away and the proposal came forward by the Blazers and Commissioner Novick to request the renaming, one of the challenges was the honoree had not been deceased for 5 years, and the city code requires that to be the case. So we recognized that and wanted to be transparent in that decision-making. So a resolution was brought before council earlier this year to recognize that he had not been deceased for 5 years, and we were going to proceed with that application nonetheless. In addition, we also require a deposit to be made to the city auditor's office to cover the cost of mailing to all affected property owners. And this is a unique situation in that the city of Portland owns the four properties that are abutting the street, and therefore we conducted that mailing internally, obviously, and got those signatures. As mentioned earlier, a historian panel was appointed by Commissioner Novick per code, and the historian panel met in late July to consider this request and forwarded a recommendation, unanimous recommendation, to the Planning and Sustainability Commission. A week ago Tuesday, the Planning and Sustainability Commission met and unanimously approved and forwarded a letter of recommendation to City Council for this renaming effort. Provided that the City Council votes today to support this renaming effort, PBOT will be moving very quickly to get these signs manufactured and installed and in place before the opening of the NBA 2014 season. Just a little bit of housekeeping. The code requires that the new signs be placed along with the old signs. So for a period of 5 years, we will be having the Ramsey Way sign on top of the North Winning Way sign. That helps with a little bit of confusion. And just a little bit of fun anecdote. Everybody's on their smartphone and GPS these days. We notify Google and all the other appropriate entities. So smartphone applications, Google Maps, Siri will be able to tell you where to go to either street. So that will be done by us as well.
Kurt, I actually heard that Siri was very excited about the renaming. She's a big Blazer fan.
So I will end there. You want to hear more from this esteemed panel than staff, so I'm going to turn it over to Krista Torres with the Blazers, followed by Ed Washington, and then Howard Shapiro with the Planning and Sustainability Commission. Thank you.
Thank you, Kurt. Krista Torres with the Portland Trail Blazers. Mayor Hales, City Commissioners, thank you for these few moments to express remarks on behalf of the Trail Blazers and the Ramsey family. If affirmative, today's decision by you will give Dr. Jack Ramsey, the Hall of Fame architect behind our NBA championship, a prestigious and lasting place of honor in a city he loved very much. This has been a journey supported and guided by Commissioner Novick and now culminates with the work of the historian panel. It was a deliberate and focused process with a number of important procedural steps along the way. But since last April 28th, when we lost Dr. Jack Ramsey at age 89, Rip City has known in its heart that this was the right thing to do for someone who personified our spirit throughout his illustrious career. During his 10 years as Portland's head coach, Dr. Jack won 453 games, including that NBA championship clincher in 1977, just across the river in the Veterans Memorial Coliseum. It is truly a fitting tribute by the historian panel and by this elected body to rename the street adjacent to the Coliseum and the Rose Quarter from North Winning Way to North Ramsey Way. So this morning, the Trailblazers thank you, the Ramsey family thanks you, and Rip City thanks you for your consideration. We look forward to celebrating a positive outcome of the action put forth on today's agenda. Thank you.
Mr. Washington, welcome.
Morning. Mayor Hales, Commissioner Novak, Fritz, and Dan Salzman. The historic panel met on July 22nd of this year and found it important to consider the historical significance of Dr. Jack Ramsey, but also the significance of North Winning Way and the surrounding Rose Quarter area, the historical significance. There are really a lot of wonderful things to say about Dr. Jack Ramsey. And before I recount some of those that the historian panel discussed, let me provide some context of what we now know to be the Rose Quarter. North Winning Way was created as part of the development of the current Rose Quarter, which included the Veterans Memorial Coliseum and the Moda Center. And prior to the development of the Memorial Coliseum, the neighborhood from around 1920 up through 1960 was a home to the majority of Portland's African-American residents and business owners. However, by the 60s, many of those were relocated, had to relocate because of the I-5 construction and the construction of the Memorial Coliseum. The historian panel also found it important to recognize the historical significance of the Veterans Memorial Coliseum, which was completed in 1960, and dedicated to the memory of our veterans of all wars who made really the supreme sacrifice. Dr. Jack Ramsey was himself a Navy veteran before becoming the great Blazer coach that he was, that we honor today. In fact, one wouldn't expect to find a basketball coach, even one with a doctorate degree in education from an Ivy League school like Penn, to have a street named after him in Portland, Oregon. But Dr. Jack Ramsey was no ordinary coach, nor ordinary man. He was of Hall of Fame caliber, one of the 10 greatest coaches in pro basketball history, who came to this city in 1976 and won for Portland the National Basketball Association Championship in 1977. That the Portland Trail Blazers won that title was only its sixth season as a franchise is considered by many to be one of the biggest upsets in NBA history and clearly the greatest single achievement in Oregon's 20th century sports history. And arguably, the man most responsible for giving Portland the new national market identity, the chief factor that separated in the national sense a Portland, Oregon from a Portland, Maine, was Coach Ramsey. Dr. Jack was a good fit for Portland. That is, he was a bit quirky. He loved the outdoors and really was biking long before it became a huge, huge thing here in Portland. He often walked the streets at night after losing games, and he was active athletically and physically until into his 80s. So in recognizing the historical significance of Dr. Jack Ramsey, the historian panel unanimously supports a proposal to rename North Winning Way to North Ramsey Way. Dr. Jack Ramsey is inextricably connected to the legacy of the Blazers franchise and to the passion of Rip City fans. So, in closing, on behalf of Ann Schatz and Wayne Thompson, the first two who cannot be here today, we appreciate Council's consideration to rename North Winning Way to North Ramsey Way. And if it's your desire to vote on it today, we would hope that we would have unanimous support for this wonderful idea. Thank you very much.
Good morning. My name is Howard Shapiro, and I'm the Vice Chair of the Planning Sustainability Commission. And essentially, my work here is to pass along to you the fact that the Commission voted unanimously and enthusiastically to make this name change. But I want to take a moment to reflect myself on where I was in 1977. And other than Elder Statesman Saltzman, I don't know whether any of you were here to experience the energy that was generated by this basketball team. Basketball, like anything, is just a game, and it has to be kept in perspective. But basketball gave Portland, started out with the word Blazer Mania, but I really define it as Portland Pride. I think that was the moment when we as a city, and I'll never forget it that day, came together in a way that even today celebrate things like the Waterfront Blues Festival, where we all show up and support something that we've honored for years, the Oregon Food Bank. And I really need to let those two come together, but because they're all part of what I think we all take pride in, good citizenship. I never met Jack Ramsey formally, but I did meet him informally at Wallace Park when he was shooting hoops with Bill Walton about the day or two after he got here. And I want to tell you that he won the game. It was a game of horse, and he beat Bill on a jump shot from the center court. But I gloried in Ramsey and what he brought to both the team and the city. There was a moment you may all remember when Ron Culp, the trainer, laid the towel on the floor and Dr. Jack kneeled down and then shepherded another winning game for the Blazers. I don't see anybody tall here today, but I do see an awful lot of people who remember, or I think remember, something that started very important, and that is that Jack Ramsey gave us a good example of what a great citizen can be, as well as a great sportsman. I'm quite taken with the notion that the two signs will remain above each other for 5 years. Jack Ramsey was a winner, and Ramsey and winning go together. But there's something else here that I think is important. A lot of land was taken up for the Moda Center and displaced a lot of people. Hopefully that will be a lesson to all of us in continuing to make Portland the kind of winning city that it really is. We all care deeply about it, and we all care deeply about the fact that good citizens are the pride of the community. Jack Ramsey was certainly one of those. So thank you, Commissioner Novick, for asking me to come and speak personally and enthusiastically about this renaming. It's a very appropriate thing for a very wonderful man who gave us something that we all treasure, and that's Portland Pride. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all so very, very much.
Panel, any questions for our panel? And is there anyone else signed up to speak?
Were you here? Excuse me? Were you here then?
Here. Yeah,
Dan. I was actually graduating from college that
Don't
night.
Tell me,
yeah.
Dan.
I was back east.
Anyone else signed up?
And you all were just being born? Is that what's...
Yeah, well, I wasn't here. I moved to Portland in 1979. So.
It was an incredible day in 77 when that team came through the city. An incredible day.
Great. Well, given that we've had this unanimous decision by the Planning Commission, this great presentation, and no one else to testify, it might be appropriate to add a motion to take up a motion to add the emergency clause.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
And that would be in the interest of moving expeditiously.
It would be.
For the public good.
I think so. Roll call, please.
Saltzman?
This is just on adding the emergency
aye.
Clause.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
And then we can take action on the item itself. Roll call, please.
Saltzman.
Well, thank you, Commissioner Novick, for your leadership on this, and thank you for all of your help, Blazers and Transportation and the Historian Panel and Planning and Sustainability Commission. I think I've told the story before, but my dad was a very good friend of the Glickmans, and I was friends with their family. And so we were one of the first season ticket holders for the Blazers. And professional basketball was kind of a newfangled thing for the city of Portland. And I remember sort of being dragged to these games and wondering, why am I here? And, you know, the first few seasons were not really astounding. So it was an acquired taste for pro basketball for this city. I mean, it may be hard to recognize that now in retrospect, but for me it was an acquired taste. And certainly although I missed the championship year, I was back graduating from college. I certainly shared in all the excitement and enthusiasm and was watching the games on TV and wished I could have been in Portland on the great day that they won and the great parades that followed after. But Dr. Jack Ramsey, great coach. This is a very fitting tribute to his memory and to his winning ways. And so I'm very pleased to support renaming this street North Ramsey Way. Aye.
Novick.
I wasn't in Portland, but I was alternating between sitting on the floor and jumping up and down, bouncing around in Cottage Grove, watching that game. And, you know, there are, as Aaron said, there are moments that stick with you throughout your life, and I will never forget how it felt when the last 76er shot fell short. And in a quarter of my mind, the score will always be 109-77, and the Trailblazers will always be the champions. It's a great honor to have the opportunity to honor a hero, and Jack Ramsey was a hero. Not just because he was a great basketball coach, but because he was a great man. Here's something that Bill Walton, the leader of that championship team, said, not after Jack Ramsey died, but in 2007. He said, "Jack's life is a beacon which guides us all. He is our moral compass, our spiritual inspiration. He represents the conquest of substance over hype." That's somewhat unusual language to hear in the sports world. That's how Bill Walton felt about Jack Ramsey. I really, really appreciate all of your work and the work of the Historian Panel. I really, really appreciate that report that Mr. Washington gave on behalf of the panel and everything in it. And I'm really glad that you took the opportunity to talk about not just the Blazers and Black Ramsey, but the history of that area. And appreciate that Mr. Shapiro reiterated that. This is a grand day, and I feel sorry, I have to say, for people who either aren't as old as some of us or who aren't sports fans. Because if you're old and you're a sports fan, it's wonderful to remember that team and Dr. Jack Ramsey. So I not only vote aye, I also must say, Rip City, all right!
Fritz.
Well, thanks to Commissioner Novick for bringing this and to Kurt and the team for doing the process correctly. That's always important, even for something that was obvious when we first passed the resolution, that it was a great concept that we wanted to follow through on. And thanks to the Planning and Sustainability Commission for giving it your usual due diligence, and to you, Mr. Shapiro, for calling out the issues with the area and the fact that everybody needs to be included. And so I appreciate that. I was in college in England in 1977, had never watched a basketball game, and had never heard of Portland, Oregon. So it just goes to show how people can come to Portland and be embraced. And sports is one of the ways that happens, that it doesn't matter where you're from if you can yell loudly at a sports game. And if you can experience the joys and the sadness of a sports game in the way that we all experience life, except that you get to yell and to boo in a sports game and not so much in life as a general rule. So thank you very much. And I certainly honor the memory of Dr. Jack and how much love there is in this community for him. I'm very pleased that we're doing this name change. Aye.
Hales.
Well, thank you, Steve, and thank you all. This is a fine piece of work, recognizing a great piece of Portland history and a person who's contributed to the life of our community in a very durable way. So this is the right thing to do, and as has been mentioned, done it the right way. We appreciate that. Back in 1912, Portland had annexed the cities of St. John's and Sellwood and East Portland and Albina. And the city engineer was tasked with sorting out the mess of four or five Main Streets and three or four Elm Streets and so on. And there was something in those days which he brought forward called the Great Renaming, because they had to sort out the mess. And so they did it. They did sort out the mess, and now we have one Main Street, one Broadway, although it takes a little dog leg, as we all know. But this is a great renaming in a whole different sense of the word, a great Portlander, a great moment, and many great moments around those years with the Blazers. So I'm really proud that we've done this. Look forward to walking down Ramsey Way to the next Blazer game. Thank you all. Aye. Howard.
Mr. Mayor, may I just add something else? There was another winning testimony today. At one point years ago, I was the chair of the food bank, and I watched today a successive food bank administration again come before you and ask to do the right thing that Portland's been doing for hungry people for years and years. So this is a winning situation with Dr. Ramsey and the renaming, but there's another winning thing about Portland. That's the continuation of support for the food bank, and I really wanted to say that because I was so gratified and elated to see that the beat goes on and the care continues and the city is Portland proud. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. Yeah, it's a nonprofit that's had great leadership for years, so thanks for your contribution to that. It's great. Thanks
to all. Just an old man.
Thanks very much. Thank you.